The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
He goes in board up towards the runner.
Oh, Marmy! He's ironed him out!
Oh, gee.
He has put him into next week!
Oh, gee.
Oh, Mitch Duncan met the Mumford. The Mumford won.
That's the one we were talking about before, Ox, where the, what do you call it? How do you describe the breast? Yep. He was breastified.
He breastified him.
Breastified him, mummified him, however you want to say it. It was one of the big hits of the season, and what a ripper it was as well. The man who played for the Cats at Sydney, I think he's going to be remembered as a giant. He retired today. GWS ruckman Shane Mumford joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Shane.
Hey, guys.
Have you heard that commentary before, Shane? How much around that hit?
I've heard it quite a few times now. It's a cut, not that one.
I was there, obviously calling it, and Mitch Duncan didn't know what had hit him, and it was either a tree, a bus, or it was yourself. I don't think you lined him up. I reckon it just happened. You just happened to be there, and he happened to be coming the other way.
Yeah, I think he just put himself in the wrong position at the wrong time with that one. As soon as I saw that loopy kick over the top, I was running back with my man, and I changed direction pretty quickly as soon as I saw that.
Hey, Shane, we might get you just to move next to a window or something, I think, because we're just having trouble picking you up. But look, last question on the bump, because we want to move on and talk about your career as well. But in that situation, how hard was it not to turn side on and probably brace yourself? Because I reckon if you did and got him high, because you're obviously a big man, you probably would have done weeks for it. How hard was it to resist, to turn side on?
I think because I've always hit with my chest, it actually wasn't too hard. And knowing the fact that if you do hit him high when you turn that way, you are in a bit of trouble. So I think I actually tried to pull up a little bit on the last couple of steps just so I didn't actually kill him.
Shane, congratulations on a career that saw you go to a number of clubs, but for you to be able to make the transformation body-wise to get fit enough to play footy, can you explain to our listeners just what size you were when you first arrived at Geelong and then how hard it was to actually maintain and transfer your body from, chubby and, overweight and into a bloke that was just considered one of the strongest players going?
So I think I arrived at the Geelong in the VFL at about 112 kilos. And then I come up against obviously some ex-AFL ruckmen and stuff in the VFL, six games I played in the VFL, and I figured, well, if I can do that as a fat man, what can I do if I get myself fit?
Yep.
So I got down to 103 before I went back down to Geelong, and basically went back down there after dropping the weight to try and get the rookie spot. So it's a massive change in diet. Started running around Bunyip nightly, basically, doing 5 or 6K around Bunyip each night, and I guess just really had that drive to try and get a spot on the rookie list, and I was fortunate enough for that to happen, and then the rest is sort of history from there.
So what were you eating, Shane? I mean, you say diet, we all picture, you're eating a lettuce leaf and stuff, but was it actually a case of measuring your, 200 grams of chicken, and did you go absolutely hell to the wall?
No, I don't think I could even do that now. So it was more just I cut out the fast food. So instead of on the way home from work getting the two classic quarters from Red Rooster, I just cut that out and just started eating the food that I had at home. So
nice.
I wasn't really too much of a diet per se, but it was just more, stopped eating and drinking as much as what I was.
I was going to ask, were you a big drinker? Did you, when you socialised, were you having, were you having half a slab or a slab, or were you having big sessions?
Yeah, I'd have quite a few big sessions in my time back then. So a slab, generally wouldn't touch the sides too much.
Mm. So you had a year left to go at the Giants. Tell us why you brought the retirement a little bit forward. I mean, we know it's injuries, but what the extent of these injuries?
It's just the compound of all the different injuries I had, I guess. For me, I've seen a lot of guys when they finish footy and they can't move and they're unable to do things, and I want to be able to run around with my kids in years to come. And if I had kept playing, obviously on things that aren't body parts that aren't quite in as good a shape as what they should be, there was always that risk of ending up being a crippled old man, or well, not even an old man, finish footy and not be able to move. So for me, it was all about the life balance after footy. And then with the job that the Giants offered me, it was like everything just sort of fell into place.
Well, good decision. I reckon you know footy's great and to push your body, but you need that after footy as well, because you're a lot longer.
You're a long time retired.
Absolutely, you are. You played in three really good sides. You played in the Geelong team, and you probably missed a really successful period. But then you went to Sydney and you won the 2012 premiership, and then the Giants as well. Can I ask you the best player you played beside? Is it that easy to narrow down to one?
Not really. Well, obviously, when I was at Geelong, you had Gary Ablett running around at my feet. Sydney, you had the likes of like Goodie and then some of these the young kids at the Giants.
All right, I'll make it easier on you.
One of my favourites.
I'll make it easier on you. Who was the player? Who was the player that you knew that if you tapped it, he would get to it?
It doesn't sound like it's much easier.
I thought it'd be a lot easier.
No. I've played with plenty of good midfielders. I've probably been spoilt, really, because they make me look good. I just hit it and they get near it. I'll have to stick with Dill Shield, though, of late. We've formed a pretty good combo over the last 4 years.
Hey, Shane, Giants, a couple of prelims. How good are these kids going to be? Can they get the job done next year, the year after?
I certainly hope so. That was probably one of the things that made my decision even harder, with the club being in the position they're in and the quality of people that we've got there. I do see success in the near future, so that was something else I had to weigh up. But in the end, it was more, just my body wasn't up to it.
A lot of games define people. I reckon one of the hardest games, and I'm probably talking on behalf of you here, the loss to the Bulldogs in the prelim last year, how disappointing and how difficult was that to take?
Obviously any loss like that where it's an elimination final is huge. I didn't play in the one this year, but yeah, obviously for me last year it was a bit of a shitty feeling. You always hate losing, and then I guess for them to go on and win it, when I reckon we would have had the wood over the Swans as well.
Well, Shane, enjoy retirement. It's been good fun watching you play, and I mean that when I say it. I reckon a lot of people, you can see it off the SMS machine, mate. There's a lot of love for you. Congratulations on what you've achieved, and good luck in retirement.
Thanks very much, guys.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3 till 7 weekdays on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.